Next week, we're doing a love offering for the Hans, for all that's going on with them. We're going to take up that next week for them. Then next week and then the week after that, there's a membership class. If you're wanting to know a little bit more about the church or become a member, go ahead, sign up on that table. There's a little clipboard there and a sheet that you guys can sign up for that. Then our back-to-school bash for youth group is on August 20th at Crystal Park. We'll start at 5 o'clock. So more things will be coming out for that, but invite your friends, yourself, and more. So, and then also make note of the men's breakfast and the ladies' brunch down there on your bulletin. So I'm going to try something a little bit different for our call to worship. But first, I guess I should ask, is there any other announcements today? Okay. So we're going to try something a little different. If you guys could all stand if you were able, we're going to do our church verse. So you guys can grab your bulletin. Our church verse is Colossians 2, 6 through 7. And we're going to start with the reference and then go right into the verse. And if you guys could say it with me together. So here we go. Let's try it. Colossians 2, 6 through 7. Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Thank you, guys.
Good morning. Let's take our hymnals. Turn to number 505, Love Lifted Me. I guess we're standing, huh? It's optional, okay? I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted even me, when nothing else could help. Love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else could help, love lifted me. All my heart to him I give, ever to him I'll cling, in his blessed presence live, ever his praises sing. Love so mighty and so true merits my soul's best songs. Faithful, loving service to him belongs. Love lifted me, love lifted even me, when nothing else could help. Love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else could help, love lifted me. Souls in danger, look above, Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea, billows his will obey. He your Savior wants to be saved today. Love lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else could help. Love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else could help, love lifted me.
Thanks for singing. Take a moment to greet each other. Tell somebody you're glad to see him here this morning.
Well, good morning again, and we welcome you to our worship service. Grateful that we have a dry place to worship together, as well as the praise for the rain that soaked quite a bit of our state. Some areas maybe a bit more than they were anticipating, but it has been good not to have some of the significant and serious weather. This is our time for bringing our prayer requests and praises, and just got a couple of updates. We've been praying Thursday evening. Bobby Swartzendruber's father, Tom Jones, went into the emergency room. They discovered he had a massive blood clot that was outside of his heart. So they airlifted him to Sioux Falls, did surgery. He got a stent and a couple filters put in. He is doing excellent. The doctors have marveled the size of the blood clot that he survived the plane ride. And so the family, even his son from Florida, came up and surprised them yesterday, and he should be being dismissed from the hospital this afternoon. So that is a huge praise for Bobby's dad, Tom. And then we've also been praying this week for Erica Hargan's mom, Peggy Hargan's. She had some significant turn of events, maybe with pneumonia. Yesterday afternoon, she seemed things were going well. Last night, she kind of took a turn for the worse, and then she fell in the evening, and so we'll continue to pray for Peggy. And thinking of those in the nursing home, Belva Walters, who has been a part of our fellowship for many, many years. She has been in here at Stony Brook. She has been moved to Good Sam. So if you remember her, she is now in Good Samaritan here in Miller. A couple of recent prayer requests that were given me today. We've been praying for Jeanette and I's mom, Tammy. She has been put on hospice care. Jeanette will be flying to go see your mom on Tuesday, but we need to be praying for them during this time. And then Sherry Van Zee of Dean and Sherry's, Sherry's brother-in-law, Bruce, had a stroke this morning. He was taken to Aberdeen, has gotten through surgery to remove the blood clot on his brain, and they haven't gotten an update yet, but we'll need to be praying for Bruce. Thinking of upcoming events, Mark Wagnus will be having surgery August 9th. That'd be Wednesday. So we'll be praying for Mark. And then a prayer request and announcement. We've mentioned that Gary and Carolyn Swartzendruber will be moving into town. They've picked a date, August 16th. They would, any and all are welcome to come help. That is a Wednesday. And at any time, either out at the country or here in town, they will put anyone to work. So, but they would love some help from the church family for helping them move on the 16th. Are there any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Bonnie. So we've been praying for, and Stephen's friend's name was
Derek.
We've been praying for Derek, and this past week, with the massive stroke, he was passed away. And so we will be praying for Stephen and how that impacts him, but also for Derek's family. Yes, there's another one. So the prayer request is for Mom Marilyn, who we've been praying for through this time, Christy Strasberg. There we go. I had Christy. I just had to get the last name because I have another friend that's very close in that name. But her mom, they've moved into a memory facility, and that adjustment is going to be difficult. And so we'll be praying for Marilyn and for Christy for this time, June.
We have a praise.
Okay. So Ron and June's granddaughter, Sierra, gave birth to a very healthy baby boy, Bodie, and he is doing well, but the family is moving into their new house, which is also a wonderful opportunity, but it is an adjustment of schedule. So we'll be praying for Bodie as well as the move. Nicole, there we go. And his name is Colton. Okay. So Nicole's, your friend's son, Colton, was riding his motorcycle, and a deer came out and hit him. And he has sustained a broken leg and stitches, but it definitely could have been so much worse. And so we'll be praising God as well as for the healing through this time. Other prayer requests or praises? Jason and then Ernie. Oh, that's a huge praise. So, so Christina is cancer-free. It's hard to believe that's 10 years. but that is a huge and wonderful praise and great news. Ernie. And we're talking about a drip from the ceiling, not anyone in here. Sorry. But yes, the one, the praise that Ernie and Shirley's cataract surgery went well. They're in the three-week healing process. But also, because of the rain, we sometimes have a persistent leak. It's over by where the drink table is. So stay on the north side. There's a yellow bucket there, hopefully catching whatever's coming down. But So just a word of caution there. Any other prayer requests or praises? Oh, Sherry, the other Sherry. So the prayer request update from Larry and Sherry's granddaughter, Kiana. The brain scan went well, and so she still has 2 more months being on the chemo pill, but we've been praying for her and her full healing. Well, let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we enter into worship today, we thank you for the blessing of the rain and how it has been soaking in, and for the most part in our state. Father, we do pray for those areas that may have dealt with hail or high winds. For us, we are grateful as a reminder that you do take care of us and you watch over and meet our needs. Father, we lift up our requests to you, and there are many, not only that have been stated, but also on our hearts. And we ask that you would answer in your timing and in your way, and give us the patience, also the peace of mind and heart, that you do hear us, that when we ask these in your Son's name, you as our good Father will meet our needs. So Father, we lift up Tom Jones to you, and grateful for the quick response by the medical teams for this clot to be caught, and for the surgery. We pray for healing and the great news that he may be being dismissed this afternoon. We pray for the ongoing steps of healing for him and his family. We pray for Erica Mom's Peggy and the issues that she's been having. Grateful that there was some turnaround, but now with the fall and the potential of having pneumonia, we pray that you would bring healing, and also for Erica as she ministers to her mom, and for the staff there at Good Sam. We pray for Belva as she transitions from hearing to hear, and that you would be an ever-present help in the adjustments that she is going through. We lift up Jeanette's mom, Tammy, to you. And at this stage of life, we ask that you would give Jeanette safety and travel, for peace and comfort for Tammy and for the family, and that we leave her in your hands. Father, we lift up Sherry's brother-in-law, Bruce, and the surgery he has undergone this morning, that the blood clot may be removed, and that you would bring healing and comfort to the family, that you will be an ever-present help during this time. We lift up Mark Wagnus's surgery, that you would guide the doctors, and that the issues that he had the last time would be resolved, and things would go according to the way the surgeon is hoping. He would bring peace of mind and heart and healing, and that the surgery would be able to go this time without a hitch. Father, we also are grateful for the ministry of Gary and Carolyn in our fellowship, and we pray as they transition from being out in the country to being in town, that you would help them in the adjustment, as well as the sifting through the different pieces of furniture and memories, and the opportunity we have of helping on the 16th, and also the transition for them moving into town. We lift up Ed and Bonnie Morgan's son, Steven's friend, Derek, and his family with his passing, the suddenness, and we just pray that you would bring comfort and peace to that family. We also lift up Christy's mom, Marilyn, and her move into the memory care unit, and how confusing that can be, especially in dealing with dementia and the struggle that has. I pray for Christy that you would give her peace of mind and heart, and safety and travels as she goes back and forth to the Minneapolis area, but that you would be an ever-present help for her mom, as you have promised. We are grateful for Ron and June's family expanding, and for this new great-grandson, Bodie. Pray for his health and Sierra's health, but also for their move, that you would protect and help them to get settled soon. We are grateful for your watch care over the many miles of travel, and we think about this time of year with Sturgis going on and the motorcycles traveling across our state, and we are grateful that you have spared Colton's life, that you would bring healing, but also an opportunity to use this in his life to draw him into a deeper relationship with you. We're grateful for the praises that you bring our way. We rejoice with Christina and her 10-year cancer-free diagnosis and how you've walked with them. And as they remember back to 10 years ago and with the diagnosis and how faithful you are, Father, we pray for continued good health for Christina and for the Watson family. Grateful for how you use Pastor Jason in preaching your word and as well as guiding and directing Sunshine. We do think of this time of year as the staff returns to Sunshine and the staff and for Miller and other schools are starting to get ready, and for students as they start not so much counting down the days, but school is getting ready to start. We pray for this adjustment in schedule and for a good and blessed school year ahead. We lift up Ernie and Shirley and for healing from the cataract surgery, that you would bring full healing. And as they look at what the next steps are, we're grateful for how you have used them in the lives in our lives here. We are grateful for our missionaries. We thank you for the Romano family being with us and the many miles they have traveled to get here and the huge gift that allowed them to be here, and for the work that you're doing through them, that you would multiply your word in the hearts of those that they come in contact with. We also pray for Judy Bowman and her ministry and across the roadways of America and the contact she has of witnessing for Christ. We thank you for being able to partner with her. We ask that the offering we're about to receive from your people you would use for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now, but anyway, I just want to say thank you so much for allowing me to be part of your ministry, and you are a big part of our ministry. Thank you for all the years, I think it's going on 20 years, that you all have been prayer partners and supporters to Wheel Power Christian Cyclists. So it's been a real blessing. I'm downstairs in a room that we have designated the Wheel Power Hall of Blessings. We are celebrating 30 years of ministry this year. It's just been amazing what God has done. I still look back and like, wow, he gave me the vision to start this. And we have pedaled more than 3 million miles, all of our teams collectively. No one's been hit by a car. We've been so blessed. We've witnessed to thousands upon thousands of people. We've been connected with over 400 churches along the way. And it's just, I wanted to just give you a quick little overview this morning. And then I'm going to have a couple other videos to show throughout the month, sharing some testimony stories and some other blessings. But first of all, just wanted to show you that this is kind of how I put this together. We started our first trip is 1993. We bicycled across Virginia, and I made these photo frames all the way down to 2004. And then we ran out of wall space, and I decided that everything was going digital. So anyway, we have a lot of memorabilia, things that people have given to us along the way. Even some articles in different magazines that have interviewed me and our teams. But you can see all the teams, I'm sure there's a picture at your church at some point along the way. And as we look down here, I mean, even As we pedaled on Route 66 years ago, we were actually featured in a couple of their magazines. And I have photo albums of a lot of the team members would write even thank you notes and what God has taught them by being part of our team. And just all these types of wonderful things to have as memorabilia. Many of you remember my dog, Petals. I had it for 17 years. What a blessing to have that little doggy as my friend. And team members that went across America got these white, nice little plaques. And so anyway, this is just kind of a quick little overview of what we've done here to have this hall of blessings of what God has done in and through our ministry. So I want to thank you so much for being in prayer with us. Every day, God leads me to someone to share the gospel with. I pray for that. I look for that. It's not about the bicycle. It's really about making ourselves available. And I'm going to share with you the lost coin story on my next session about how important it is to just strike up a conversation in lots of different ways. I've got some new tracks that are coming out. I'm going to be mailing a package to you. The latest one is When's Your Birthday? I love celebrating. I play a nose flute and sing happy birthday to people I meet in the store, and it just creates a memory for them, and then I use it to lead into the gospel. So lots of ways to share our faith. You don't have to be on a bicycle. You don't have to do anywhere, but a lot of my witnessing happens right at the grocery store or you know, just around town. And I'll share a couple more blessings with you in the next session and share a little bit more on the other half of our Hall of Blessing room down here. I just wanted to give a quick little overview and say thank you so very much. God bless you, and I'll see you again soon.
As we are reminded about the work that Judy does, we're also grateful today that James Romano is with us and his family and Heidi, and it's hard to believe it's been 5 years. But we are grateful you come. So James, if you would come up, we'll give you some time to give us an update. We got to see James in March, and he had a fuller time with us, but so if you could bring us an update and an introduction.
Blessings, bro. Thanks.
It's nice to be here again. Thank you for the opportunity. And I know that I was in March here, so you guys are kind of getting bored of my ugly face, right? And I chose, and God, you know, he provided, and about the best part of me, my wife Heidi, and Caitlin. Here's Jaden, and here's Liam. They're not twins. They look alike. They dress alike, but they're not twins. So very happy to be able to be here with my family, and I was so happy that I could introduce to Heidi and the kids to many families, many people now in church. And thank God that I didn't know. Just some days ago, Dell told me that there was going to be a potluck in church, so we'll hang around. So speak with everyone and meet everyone we hadn't. Because I realized that I have some friends on Facebook, and I was just greeting someone. We're friends on Facebook, but we never talked. So it's time. So we'll be friends, live friends, real friends. So I don't know. It's pretty. So Heidi, you want to say something? And then I'll just end with some updates and a verse.
Hello to everybody. It's really a blessing, and it's beautiful, and it's wonderful to be here and see everybody. Some faces I remember 5 years ago, some are new, but I'm really so grateful to God, and it's such a blessing to be able to do this as a family and to come all the way here. And just thank you so much for what your prayers and your support, what you do for us, for our family, for our ministry, and God bless you. Thank you.
So, yeah, an update. We put the tent down. We were in the Puglia area, which is the heel of Italy. And we've parked our trucks, our tent, everything near where we're going to have another evangelistic campaign. So we will end the campaign in Puglia's. It's a small region, but it's very long. So there's many cities to touch. So we will continue with our tent ministry at the 28th of August, and we'll go all the way through November. That's when we will put everything down, pack everything in the region of Campania, which is Naples area, South Italy. And so keep us in prayer, because it's always an adventure talking with different people. The roads are so nice, they're so big here in the States. And so there it can be difficult, you know, roads are tight. The trucks we have with the trailers are 64 feet long, and there's many things that happen. But we are very happy, because as we move from city to city, you know, we're an impact on every single small town or bigger city. People, even if we don't have numbers, you know, I never like giving numbers that are not real numbers. Our numbers are not huge. People are getting cold. People are not interested in the gospel, you know, but we're happy that people do come under the tent, they get saved, and we work in with the churches tightly. So as soon as someone comes to the altar call, accepts Jesus, you know, we send them over to their nearby church, the pastors that we work with, and we give a lot of work to the local churches in the area every time we leave the city. So that is the reason why we exist as a mission, just to preach the gospel. And not only so the evangelism and the discipleship, but even we're working as a ministry to unify the churches in Italy, because many churches, for very silly reasons, you know, they don't go along together. And sometimes it's just the simple fact that they don't speak. They don't sit around in a pizzeria and eat a pizza together and talk. So then when we arrive there and we say, hey, why don't you come? So we invite the pastors or the responsibles of the churches, and we get together. So the tent is a neutral ground. Everyone comes together. In the end, you know, everyone's like, hey, I think you're not that bad, you know. And so every time we leave, we end up with the Lord's Supper. We call the pastors, and we let the church be part of our ministry in every single city that we go. So that is, I believe, very important work that we do in Italy. So unifying the church, because together, I would say, we have to work together to get to the most important thing, is the souls that are lost, that are dying, you know, that are on the streets and the squares and the supermarkets and the post offices, just everyone. You know, there's so many people that are desperate. So many people don't have a smile on their face. So that is what we are there for. And so I ask you to pray for us as a family, even because now we're here in the States, and it was a wonderful gift. A friend of mine from Italy, he, you know, God touched his heart and he provided for us to come here. And so keep us in prayer, because this is just the beginning part of our time here in the States. So of course, we come here, visit, and love to see you all. And like Heidi said, you know, your prayers and your support helps us move everywhere. And so we're going to be going down the visit. Pray first, because we're going to visit family and friends. So family on Heidi's side, her uncle in South Carolina, my cousin in Connecticut, and they're not saved. My cousin told me, you can come. He's a very good friend of mine. But he says, please do not speak to me about Jesus, because my wife is atheist, you know. And I had different debates or discussions with the wife of my cousin. And so I says, I don't need to speak to you about Jesus. You know, just I'll show you Jesus, you know, in a practical way. And he laughs, but he gets scared, you know, because the wife can get pretty. So keep us in prayer, because I believe that we're here not only for vacation, not only for meeting churches and creating a network and other, but I believe we're here for souls. So on Heidi's side and on my side. And also pray, like I said, for the network. We're going to be going to Florida, Miami, and there's a church there that wants us there. So we're going to be traveling to Tennessee as well, Lord willing, and prayerfully we're going to meet some people. As you know, I have different connections in Tennessee. And we're going to make our way back to Milwaukee from Connecticut. And on the plane coming over here, we met this man. I like to say to the church, you know, God really cares for his children, you know, and sometimes he does treat his children, right? And so as we were in Zurich in Switzerland, we were waiting for everyone to get on the plane. There was more than 300 people. We were just sitting back, letting everyone take places, you know, because the seats are all, you're not going to lose your spot if you're the last one on the plane. You'll get on the plane. So we were just waiting. And as everyone was boarding, we arrived there, and my family has all, Heidi and the kids are all German passport, right? So I'm the only American one there. And so as we arrive, she looks at us and starts, she sees their passports and starts speaking German. I'm like, Heidi. And she was very quiet. And so I was like, and she's like, and it was like, at a certain point, I'm like, hey, I'm sorry, I don't understand a word of what you're saying. What's going on, you know? And she says, oh, you guys have been upgraded to business class. And we're like, at a point, we were like, no, because we don't want to be separated. We want to stay with the kids. We're like, not really, you know? And she was like, no, get these tickets. You guys don't know what you guys are missing. Go. And also, the people in business class were very kind, very gentle for us to kind of unite, you know, giving their seats, and we exchange seats and stuff. So God treated us, because it was a wonderful trip coming here, business class. Those seats on the planes are never been there. My family has never been on a business class trip to the States. So the food was wonderful. It was comfortable. And before that, all that happened, on the microphone, they were announcing for some tickets to be postponed. So they were offering money, the night, a hotel to sleep a night, and food to stay in Zurich that evening, and to fly on the next flight the day after. And they were offering pretty much money. It was like 600 euros, which is like $700 a person. And so as we were trying to understand, I went there and I said, I was trying to see how the thing was, the deal. And I go directly out of 300 people, I go directly to one person. I aim at him and I ask him that question. I was like, so how, and he answers me. And nothing. So two people got that deal. We went. Then that thing happened, that they upgraded us. And, you know, just so happened. I don't believe in things that just so happen. But God orchestrates everything. And I end up in the seat next to that guy that I spoke to about asking him the deal. You know, what was the deal with the, what were they offering, you know? And it turns out that he is a Christian, right? And see, wherever I am with someone, sitting down, it could be on a plane or as I do grocerying, if you're next to me, I don't give you many minutes. I think it's seconds, and because I'm very talkative, and I'll get a hold of you, and then I'll get you down to the cross in a couple seconds. I don't last minute. You won't last minutes. So I got a hold of him, and then it turned out he was a Christian, and so then it turns out that he lives in Ohio. And so from Connecticut, we might, Lord willing, they're speaking with a church there, let us sleep a night at their church, because from Connecticut to Milwaukee, Ohio is not in between exactly, but it'll cut through, you know, get us a bit of rest, because it's from Connecticut to Milwaukee is more than 15-hour drive. Then with the kids, you know, the bathroom stops and everything becomes even more. And so I think, you know, God moves in favor for his children. God heals. God is present. God is continuously blessing. And God wants us to press forward. Amen. So keep us in prayer. I just want to leave you with a scripture in Philippians chapter 3. And this is, I always keep it to heart. And this I say to you for you to be encouraged. And it says in chapter 3, verse 12, this is the Apostle Paul saying, not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold on that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. So very important, this part over here, forgetting what is behind. You know, even Heidi, when she came from, her best friend passed away, you know, and many things happen, you know, in our lives as we press forward, as we continue. And, you know, someone might lose a dear one. Someone can have an accident, you know, a leg gets broken. Someone has cancer, you know, praise God, Christina, totally healed. But it's, Jesus didn't promise a life full of just wonderful things happening continuously. He said there will be tribulation. It's going to be difficult. There's going to be times where we're tired and we're like, I can't make it anymore, you know. But I encourage you, as I continuously keep this verse in my heart and in my mind, you know, forgetting what is behind, forgetting the things that passed, I press forward, you know, because it is so important to reach others, because we have accepted Jesus, and one day we will be in heaven with God, where there will be no more crying, there will be no more pain, there will be no more sickness, you know. And so that is what we look forward to, knowing that we have salvation through Jesus Christ. But we press forward, pushing even if we're tired, even if we're discouraged, but we press, we move on, and we continue to do what God has called us to do. So thank you again for your prayers and support. You help us with your prayers and with your support. You help us push others and to be encouraged to continue and to want to accept Jesus. God bless you. Thank you for giving me this time. And we will be talking after, I guess, during potluck. God bless you. Thank you.
James, does anybody call you Jimmy? James, I think, fits you. All right, let's take our hymnals and turn to number 202, Amazing Grace. We need to stand and sing 202 together, please. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. The Lord has promised good to me, His word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Thanks for singing. Please be seated.